Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 11 October 2023. Welcome to the broadcast tonight. And we're going to bring up our special guest, having one once a month, who's been a sponsor of the program now for quite a while. And her former boss was for longer than that, even. Dr. Ron Green, and I sure do miss that gentleman. I really do. But anyway, we'll bring up Summer Dre. We'll discuss some products she offers folks and take questions on issues you may have with your own body and problems you may have. But before we do that, tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, we'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Take phone calls, orders, donations, whatever. But if you want to just call and say hi, folks, we appreciate when you do that. And especially everybody, especially new callers. If you want to call and say hello to us tomorrow, you do that, okay? You can call us if you don't have long distance. You can call us toll-free at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you do have long distance, or you call from overseas, you can call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And I do sincerely love talking to all of you. I may get a little bit behind and have to ask you to call back something, folks, but I want to hear from you, especially if you never called me before and you just want to say hi to us. I'd like to know you out there. I do mean that, because we're going to make some change-ups now in the program pretty soon. And I'll just share that with you just in a second, too. But I sincerely want to hear from you. I do a prayer question tonight, if you don't mind, for Joe. Again, Joe Cannon goes to our Bible studies. You've seen him on the video if you watch videos or watch our teachings. Joe's in the hospital right now with pneumonia. Doing better, but still sick. But keep Joe in your prayers, and Kelly, his wife, too, that she'll be able to keep the pace up while he's not there and keep things running. Joe and Kelly are sincerely trying to do God's will in their lives. And none of us, folks, make it perfectly. None of us. But let's pray for Joe and for each other, too, but keep doing your prayers if you don't mind, okay? And one thing I don't think I've ever done before, but I'm going to do it tonight. I'm going to say something about our brother Daryl up in Pennsylvania. Y'all, he calls in quite often. Daryl is so quick to compliment our broadcast. He's all the time sending thank you for this, thank you for that. And Daryl, don't think I don't notice that and appreciate it. I mean that. Daryl's been with this ministry for a long, long time. Of course, he's getting old, you know. But anyway, thank you, Daryl, for being there. And thank all of you, every one of you, thank you for being there for us and for sending us emails and different things. Thank you so much. And if you want to email me and talk to me, you certainly can. I have two email addresses. The easiest one to remember is PastorButch@StartMail, like you start a car, PastorButch@StartMail.com, PastorButch@StartMail.com. The other one is ctdm@hotmail.com. CTDM stands for Call to Decision Ministries. ctdm@hotmail.com. We want to hear from you. I don't care if you're listening, wherever you're listening, in Australia or Paris or Russia. We have listeners all over the world, folks. If you want to email us, I would love to hear from you. And if you'd like, I'd like to share it on the air if you would let me do that. Let people know that you're really out there and listen. And I sincerely mean that. And I really do. But please feel free to email me or call us if you like, whatever you need to do. But for a change up now, folks, we're going to the Bible study this weekend. Now, the next two Bible studies, I will not be there. Phil, our producer, is putting together 2 hours worth of videos for both of them. Phil's going to be out of town. So we won't be there this Saturday or the 28th. We're back on the Lord willing the first Saturday in November. But you still have Bible studies. Phil's going to put up some spatial videos for you to watch, okay? Now, if there's no more live stream on our website, PastorBush.com, you can't go to live stream. It's gone. They've changed hands. It's just a mess. So he went to Rumble. But if you go to PastorBush.com, 11:30 a.m. Eastern this Saturday morning, and click on Bible study, it'll show you how to connect it to Rumble to do that. All right? And starting on the 30th of this month, don't think of any video there yet, but you can hear the broadcast on Rumble also. One day soon we'll have video on that, and you get to look at this pretty face while I'm on the air. Ha ha, lucky you. But anyway, so you can go to PastorBush.com at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, starting the 30th, that's on a Monday. Click on the radio show, and you can connect to us there. Now, we'll give you more information, folks, as we transition this across. This is a big move for me. I did not want to do video. Why would you want to do video on radio? But that seems to be the trend. And I'll do my best to bless y'all every way I can. And if that means doing this on video, then I'll give it a shot. But Rumble will be our new resource for Bible studies starting this Saturday. And on the 30th, there'll be a new resource for the radio broadcast also if you want to watch us or listen to us on Rumble. We're doing our best, folks, to keep this thing running as smooth as possible. And don't forget the specials for this month we're offering. It's Christmas Christian, Christians and Civil Government, Warning 1965, and a 30-page documentary on the lies about the so-called Civil War and Abraham Lincoln. Okay, remember, that's available. All the available, $25. You can call tomorrow if you want to. Credit card, debit card, write a check, anything you want to do. But they're important reading. If you like to read and learn history, these are very important. Now, I think I've covered all the announcements. Without any further ado, I want to go to our guest tonight, who's not a stranger to all, folks. And I want you to know that you're welcome to call and ask her a question if you liked in this program. I mean that. Now, she likes to talk. She likes to share her news. And she's always, her attitude's always up. It's like just a pleasure to listen to her. We're going to go to Summer Dre right now with Superior Mount Herbs, who is one of our sponsors in the program, and she's been a very nice person to work with for quite a while now. Summer, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I feel like I should take a curtsy and a bow.
I meant what I said. You're a pleasure to work with. You really are. I mean, you don't even get mad. If I pick on you, you don't seem to mind too much. So I appreciate
that. Oh, gosh, I've got thicker skin than that. When you grow up in Montana, boy, you've got to have some thick skin out here.
Oh, I bet. Especially in wintertime.
Oh, boy, that's for sure. That's for sure. Well, I really appreciate being on tonight, you guys. And it's always a pleasure to really kind of be able to do one of my most favorite things, which is to talk. As you said, I'm an only child, and so apparently I talked to myself when I was young, and now I get to talk to people on the radio that I can't see, but I'm trusting and hoping you're listening, and I'll give you guys a couple little tidbits.
I want to tell you real quick, though, sometime soon, we're going to put you on video with us. As they watch me do the radio broadcast, they'll be able to see you also.
Oh, this is going to be like the episode of Dumb and Dumber.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
Oh, Lord.
But anyway, before you start talking, I got to share this about one of your products. Because this.
Okay.
I'm 75 years old, and I've been blessed. I have very few aches and pains, except my back bombing normally. That's all bothered me. But I have noticed in the last few months a little bit of maybe arthritis getting in my hands. And I've always been a worker outside. I've been a hard worker with my hands, and I thank God they're still workable. But nonetheless, aches, not real bad, just enough to annoy me. Well, one night I looked. Marcia had a muscle. Marcia uses the muscle relief cream on her shoulder when she has surgery, and it's really hurting her badly. She uses it on her shoulder and really enjoys using it because it does take away the pain. It doesn't take away forever, but it eases up enough she can at least live with it. Well, I was sitting there one night, and my right hand space and my knuckles were kind of aching. And I thought, well, I'm going to give it a shot. Never tried before. I never have. I never need it, really. Put it on my hand, rubbed it in, and the first thing I felt was a cooling effect. It really felt cool to my hands. And with a matter of seconds, the pain was gone. The aches were gone on my hands.
Yep.
Now, I'm telling the truth, folks. You know, I would never lie to you about this. I would never lie to you. Soon put it on my hands felt cold, cool, and in seconds, the pain eased. And I just want to say that about your product, Summer.
Well, I appreciate that. It's interesting that you say that because that is one of my products that I feel like works. The problem with herbs oftentimes is that people don't have the patience they don't have the patience basically to allow them to work in the body. They want the instant result because that's what medications give us. Unfortunately, the problem with medications is we see the after effects and the side effects that cause a lot of problems. But, the muscle relief cream is actually one of my more favorite. I say this, I swear, about all my products, but it really is one of my more favorite products because it is fast acting and it is one of those types of remedies that all of a sudden you use it within 3 to 5 minutes, you're going, oh wait, you know. So for example, I used it this morning. I woke up with a raging headache and I knew it's because I slept wrong and my neck was out because I would push on this one spot and I thought, oh, it'd make my eyes water, and I knew I must have slept on it wrong, and I couldn't tell if it was a muscle or if the bone was out of whack, and so I reached into my side drawer by my bed, and I put a little, you know, maybe just a dime size or a large lima bean or something, and I just rubbed it on the back of my neck, and by the time I went in, I don't drink coffee, I drink something called Rise, it's a mushroom type of a coffee replacement, by the time I got up to go make that, I thought, oh my gosh, my headache's gone. And it was just gone. And not just the headache, but I could move my neck back and forth. And it just about an hour ago, I just started noticing it coming back. And I thought, yep, it lasted me for the most part, most all of the day. And that cream, it's loaded with nanoparticles of magnesium. So it does replace a lot of magnesium treatments for things like constipation and just overall good health and minerals. But I love it. You can use it on menstrual cramps. You can use it on arthritic bone and joint pain. We've got lots of clients who use it for arthritis in their finger joints in particular. My mother has rheumatoid arthritis, and that's one of the things that she cannot live without. That and the MSM powder that we make is substantial for arthritic discomfort. And so, yeah, I mean, it is a phenomenal treatment. And interestingly enough, it's very inexpensive. We sell that for about $27 a tub of it. And it does have some camphor and some other goodies in there, but those nanoparticles of magnesium are what get into the bloodstream and begin working to soften muscles and reduce inflammation in the joints and in the muscles. So whether you have muscle cramping, you get a lot of restless leg syndrome, you get chronic migraines or headaches, you know, you name it, even constipation. Oftentimes, if you rub it on your, if you rub some of it on your intestines, sometimes that can actually penetrate through.
You mean rub your stomach with it?
I would, yeah. And if you're more overweight, obviously there's going to be more fat, so there's more layers with less blood supply, so you might need to put a little bit more or put it on the thinner areas where you have less fat buildup. But I will say that it's so potent. So potent, you should really only use it up to 4 times a day. That's how potent it is. It's very, very powerful stuff, but it works. And so it's great. I'm glad that you finally got to experience that because it truly is very I actually have friends of mine who went to Hawaii over the summer, and they took a picture of the muscle relief cream that we're talking about, they put that on top of a lava rock with the ocean in the background and said, you've got to use this for your, you know, for your advertising. And I said, you took it with you to Hawaii? And they said, we don't go anywhere without it. We don't go anywhere without this stuff. He's an old hunting guide. Well, she's not old. He's my age, but he's an old guide. And he's, I'm dating myself here. But, you know, he's a hunting guide. He's been a guide for years. And I say old because we've been having these conversations lately where he said, you know, I just feel like my body's breaking down, my muscles, my joints. And I said, I've got some things for you. And he said, this is a game changer. As a matter of fact, he carries it in his backpack for a lot of his gentlemen that he takes on guides on tours, because they wind up with aches and pains the next morning, muscle cramping, things that they weren't prepared to hike up. And this is a saving grace for them. And I've sold so many jars to this poor guy. But it's amazing stuff. It really works well. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
We had a sale. I'm not sure if it was last. I believe it was probably last month on that, or at least a flash sale. I want to start off, you guys, with a couple of things because I think it's really important to note. My name is Summer, and the company that I own, and I really say I work for the company because I do work for people, and I want people to. I work every day to be able to help people feel better. I'm always thinking of new ways and new things and new items to be able to service people for different issues that come up that I don't have anything for. Like my job for me is to really to provide people with what they need. That actually works. I'm not somebody who likes to create things that aren't going to work or whatnot, because I believe that your testimony is the biggest thing you have. And so I really appreciate that testimony. The first thing I want to mention is Superior Mountain Herbs is the company that I own, and I want to give everyone my phone number, okay? My direct line is 406-274-7579. Again, quickly, 406-274-7579. My website is www.SuperiorMountainHerbs.com, SuperiorMountainHerbs.com. And my email is very easy. It's summer, like the season, summer@SuperiorMountainHerbs.com. So Pastor Butch has some of this stuff up on his website. If you have any questions, you can give here I a call. But I wanted to also let you know, if you have any questions tonight, please feel free to call in. And Pastor will give you the number here in a few minutes. But I want to make sure you guys call in if you have any questions. And the other thing is a few disclaimers. I am not a medical doctor. Nothing I'm going to tell you is really appreciated by the FDA or the medical community, because we don't spend millions of dollars on more testing, because apparently the years of in-the-field research and practice using it by countless natives and other people around the world really just, I guess, in the eyes of the FDA doesn't count. And we can't make any claims about what it can do for you. But if you're intelligent enough to understand that that doesn't matter, then ask the Lord if this really might be the right thing for you to be utilizing. And so you're going to hear a lot tonight about some testimonials and things of what and how other people have utilized these things, because that's honestly the way the law works. It's how I can suggest how to utilize it, right? I can't tell you or prescribe because I'm not a medical doctor, thank the Lord. So there's that. I think there's a great place for medical doctors. I just wish that they had studied more nutrition, more pain management, and more importantly, herbal remedies, because I think it would be wildly beneficial, especially this day and age where people are looking for alternatives because they don't trust what the government is doing. Since that jab came out, it has opened up people's eyes. People are seeing what's happened to them, their family members, because of the jab, including the man-made, you know, coronavirus, including the new GMO, you know, mosquitoes that are probably contaminated, some of them with malaria and dengue fever, because we're seeing these diseases pop up, which we never saw before. So, and ironically, that's a whole nother topic for another day. But so tonight, what I usually do is I usually go over what products I have on sale for the month, because they're usually pretty important goodies, and there's somebody who's going to be listening that might be able to utilize them for themselves, their family, or a friend. You never know who you might run into. So if this doesn't pertain to you today, don't worry. keep listening, and please take notes. Again, my phone number, 406-274-7579. So if you go to my website and you scroll to the very bottom, there's a subscribe button. If you put your email in there, if you have one, then every month you'll get a newsletter that explains what we have on sale for the entire month running. So, for example, October 1st, we have two things on sale. Our American Indian tea in the quart size bag, which is usually $110. It's on sale for $99, and that bag of tea is going to last you somewhere between 4 and 5 months. So it's very inexpensive when you start doing your math on that and how long that lasts for the price it is. The second thing that we have on sale that you would have gotten in that little newsletter would be our American Indian salve. We make two salves here. Okay, so this one is the American Indian salve, and that is typically $45 for the 2 ounce jar. It's on sale this month for $40, so it's $5 off. Okay, and so what I'd like you to do, if you get a chance, everyone, is go to the website, put your email in. You'll get a monthly note of what's going on sale, but every Friday I do a flash sale. So it's whatever's going on that Friday. You'll get, you know, whatever that sale is, and it can be incorporated with the monthly sale. So you would have gotten the sale about the Indian tea and the salve, and I want to go over each of those products, and I want to explain to you what they do, how they work, and why they work. And I want to kind of give you a couple testimonials if I can, and if you have any testimonials, you who are listening, please share. Please call in and share, because otherwise it's just me telling a bunch of stories, really, and I was just got off the phone with a gal about 15 minutes before the program. Her husband has lung cancer. They're looking up at all of their options, and my job is not to push them towards herbs and different natural remedies. My job is to kind of explain the difference between chemotherapy and the Indian tea, to explain the difference between radiation and the American Indian salve, and let them choose what is best for them. And interestingly enough, I'm really excited about being able to help this woman and her husband, Jeff, because I've done this so many times and with such great results that I'm actually very anxious. I love a challenge, and I'm really excited and feel very blessed that they were turned on to my store to be able to help them. So I want to explain a little bit about what the American Indian tea is and how it works. I know we're going to get interrupted by some commercials, you guys, so please stay with us, and please write down my phone number. Make sure you have it in case you want to call me tomorrow and discuss anything in more detail if you're kind of ashamed or nervous or whatever to call tonight. So the Indian tea is a mushroom that we wildcraft here in Montana. We actually do not disclose the name of the mushroom, not because we don't want anybody to know what it is, but because about 25 years ago, Dr. Green, the gentleman I took the business over from, he was bound by tribal law from the Northern Plateau Indians not to disclose the name of this type of mushroom. And so he took that very seriously, and he abides in that. And even though I wasn't bound by that law, in a tribal council, I respect that, and because I took the business over, I intend to honor that. So please don't ask me what the mushroom is. I can tell you what it's not, but I will not tell you what it is. But it is a mushroom. So if you're allergic to mushrooms, unfortunately, this is not going to be for you. So listen up. We wildcraft it here in Montana. Wildcrafting basically means we get out on horseback on our own 2 feet, ATVs, campers, you name it. We get out into the woods, and we get this mushroom ourselves. We don't grow it. We don't buy it from anybody. It's something we get ourselves. It's a lot of fun to go do, by the way. Mushroom hunting is a great obsession. It's awesome. Okay, so essentially, it's a beautiful mushroom that has phenomenal amounts of characteristics and compounds in it that do a variety of things. We are talking everything from chitinous fibers that actually bind to toxins in the bowel or in the gut system and move it through the bowels, hopefully before it even reaches the liver, so that it can actually just get out of the system itself. So it relieves some pressure from things like the liver and kidneys by doing that. It binds. It also helps to rid your body of mild amounts of parasites. It's not what I would call a parasite flush. We actually make a parasite flush because it's not that powerful for that.
And but someone, it does may I ask you a question about that very quickly?
Of course. Yeah.
I just started on your Parasite Flush about a week and a half ago, and I try to remember to do it three times a day. Most time I get it maybe twice. But what sort of results shall I be looking for a week and a half into it?
Well, it's interesting because some people see no results. That does not mean that you're not getting any worms out. Keep in mind that parasites are often microscopic, like liver flukes. So lots of different parasites are microscopic. So depending on the types of parasites you've been exposed to, you may or may not see any. Other times you might see literally, I've seen people pull out of the toilet foot-long tapeworms, okay? And I'm not exaggerating. I had a woman that called me maybe a month and a half ago. She was coughing after doing my parasite flush, coughing up parasites and blowing them out of her nose. She was so infested. So not everyone's going to experience these the same. But if we're experiencing things like brain fog and, you know, constipation or diarrhea or, you know, irritability, aphasia, which is where you have a hard time getting words out of your mouth, you know, you can't remember the words and you're having that constantly, that could actually be a sign. ADD, ADHD, there's so many different itchy butts. If your bottom itches at night or late at night, I mean, we're talking up in there, that's definitely pinworms. So whether you're exposed to animals, children, you know, vegetables, meat, you name it, basically all of us have been exposed and do have parasites. We're never going to get all of the parasites out when we do a flush. The reason why we do it for 2 weeks, which is if we do it for 18 days, is to kill off the adults and kill off the worms, but then they keep replicating. So that's why I like to do a parasite flush at least 2 to 4 times per year to kind of keep up with that and get those out of the system. So the Indian tea itself, though, is a mild parasite, flush, mild. It's not what I would rave about, but it definitely can help with that. The Indian tea also has polysaccharides. Polysaccharides are way important, and not enough is discussed about polysaccharides. They actually are what is responsible for eating up tumors. They reduce the size of tumors, whether it's a fatty tumor on a human or a dog, or whether it's a cancer mass and tumor on a human or a pet. It doesn't matter. It reduces those polysaccharide activities eat away at cancer cells. There's actually been tons of studies on this type of mushroom in particular, and there's a word called apoptosis, like apop and then toes, cis, apoptosis. And what that really translates into is death to cells. And so one of the beautiful things about this is the Indian tea has a genomic stability and it's programmed death cell death. So it actually tells the DNA, it starts converting your DNA to tell your DNA to change.
All right, hang on through
cancer.
The break, Summer. Hang on through
you
the break.
It.
Finish that thought. Folks, you want to call and have any questions, comments, do so. 844-769-2944. Especially have testimonies about the products, like I did with the muscle relief cream, folks. These products work. Give us a call, 844-769-2944. Don't go away. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back. You're talking to Summer Dre of Superior Mountain Herbs, and I was talking during the break with her about a problem I've been having lately. I'm going to ask this question on the air also. If you have any kind of situations, physical situations, please feel free to call now or talk to her tomorrow. But it's important you call because you ask this lady a question, she's going to answer it. Now, I just asked her, I'm going to let her finish her comments. She started before the break. Then I'm going to ask her a question about a problem I've been having just lately. And I want to tell you what, folks, getting older is not for wimps. I want you to know that. All right? But the line's open, 844-769-2944. If you tried the products, let us know. If you have a question, call, please. Go ahead, Summer.
Yeah, so we were talking a little bit at the break about acid reflux, and you know, it's interesting because a lot of times, especially as we age, you might not have ever had problems with acid reflux in your life or not have known the proper symptoms. I was telling Pastor Butch that one of them is when people go, they're kind of, you know, you talk to those people who are constantly clearing their throat, and it seems as though that wouldn't be an acid reflux problem because or symptom because you don't have acid. It feels more like mucus. It actually is a form of acid reflux. And interestingly enough, acid reflux could be heartburn, right? It's that burning sensation is actually acid. We call it heartburn because it's in the lower esophagus there in that heart region, so to speak. And it's not actually the heart at all. But essentially what happens is that's typically a digestive problem. And as you age and your larynx, I'm going to say as it begins to collapse, but it's actually as the muscle begins to kind of atrophy and weaken as you age, one of the things that happens is it's not able to keep acids up down as well, and so that muscle becomes more soft and acids might come up more often. One of the beauties of the Indian tea that we were talking about that I hadn't gotten to yet is it's got bitter terpenes in it. Those bitters, those terpenes that are in the mushroom itself, it's a compound that's in the mushroom, are fantastic for not only the liver, because it helps with bile production, and the gallbladder, but it's also phenomenal for digestive problems like acid reflux, heartburn, GERD, you know, you name it. So GERD is also acid reflux or, you know, heartburn, et cetera. So it actually helps with those the digestion that's going on and reduces those bitters, reduce that acid reflux, okay? So the problem with the Indian tea that I see, and I'm speaking, I am preaching to the choir, okay, is that it doesn't taste great. It's very bitter. Some people love it. I think they're crazy, but some people love it. it is very bitter. And the problem is when something doesn't taste great, we don't really want to do it very often, if at all. And so I'm just as guilty where I start feeling a certain ailment. I can't figure out what in the heck's wrong with me. And then I remember, oh my gosh, I have not been drinking my Indian tea. So when we're drinking this consistently, that's when we're going to see life-changing things happen. Things, you know, I was also talking to Pastor Butch, and I'm sorry, you guys, sometimes I'm all over the place, and you'll have to follow me a little bit, and I've got two products to cover, so I want to make sure I get to both of them tonight. But I want to talk a little bit about cancer and the Indian tea and how Indian tea works against cancer, okay? When you have active cancer, keep in mind that cancer multiplies every 14 or 15 days, okay? Our own body's normal cells multiply every 30 days. So keep in mind, cancer can very quickly beat out your own good, healthy body, okay? That's why people die of cancer, okay? So we need to be on top of that. The reasons why people get cancer, for a multitude of reasons, the biggest two reasons really, which contribute to all of the other reasons, is a weakened immune system and chronic inflammation somewhere in the body, whether it's because you're taking a multivitamin every day that does not have fruits and vegetables binding it together, creating an inflammation response in the gut system, whether you're exposed to environmental toxins at work, like a nail salon or a mechanic, whether you are cleaning supplies in your home if you're a stay-at-home mom. All of these different environmental toxins create inflammation in the body, okay, that actually can encourage cancer growth. A weakened immune system, people who get sick quite a bit, people who are under a lot of stress, people who are taking tons of medications, that'll all weaken the immune system and create inflammation. They're more predisposed to cancer growing. Here's the thing. We all have cancer in our body. We've got to do something to minimize the ability for it to grow out of control every 14 or 15 days. This is where the American Indian tea comes in. When you drink that tea, it comes with fantastic instructions. Remember, it's on sale this month. Fantastic instructions on how to brew it, how often to drink it. You can be like me and drink it as a maintenance, 6 to 8 ounces a day, just to make sure you don't get cancer. Make sure you don't get COVID. Keep your body in tip-top shape. It helps restore insulin levels to stay normal and pancreatic tissue damage. It actually arrests pancreatic tissue damage. It can actually decrease glucose levels, which we just talked about. It can increase the number of white blood cells in your body exponentially, three times what your own innate immune system is able to do. So therefore, it sort of acts like a little bit of a natural antibiotic. It also acts as a bit of a steroid, a natural steroid. Unlike cortisol steroids or these other types of steroids that actually harm the kidneys, prednisone and all these other things, the Indian tea is a natural steroid that encourages the body to be more strong, the organs in the body in particular. The Indian tea also has an overall effectiveness in restoring the balance to an immune dysregulation. So if you're somebody who is getting sick a lot, it's going to help balance that and get you better. The addition to those polysaccharides that we talked about, which are basically tumor killers, which I love. This medicinal mushroom in particular contains a lot of terpenes, right? They're more specialized And they are, and they help your body become but they actually put antiviral, antioxidant, hyposensitivity issues at bay. It actually feeds the liver, so it helps as hepatoprotectant, meaning it protects the liver. We use it for hepatitis C. We use this for COVID. I mean, literally, it's amazing the things that you can use this for. But specifically, I love this because it kills cancer cells. Okay, so if you look at cancer as if it's, and I use this analogy a lot, if you look at cancer like a house that's on fire in a cul-de-sac, and there is one firefighter there, and he is doing his darndest with the most powerful hose on the planet, but essentially that fire has been raging out of control before that fireman got there. Okay, the fire represents cancer. The fireman with the hose represents the Indian tea. Now, that fire has jumped to the neighbor's houses and yards. Now, it may or may not be lighting that house on fire yet. It might be, but it might not be. It might just be smoldering and festering. What we need to do is put down a fire retardant to help that firefighter out so he's not battling multiple fires everywhere. He can concentrate on the one fire that's at hand, that one house. What happens is the next product that we'd be using to act as the fire retardant is called our superior booster capsules. It's the needles of the Pacific yew tree, okay? Yew trees in general are toxic. The Pacific tree is the only yew tree on the planet, it's also referred to as the Montana yew tree, that is not toxic, okay? We use the needles in our American Indian salve that's also on sale and our booster capsules. Those booster capsules, okay, and the salve, they prevent the cancer cells from multiplying. So they slow down the growth rate. Whether or not your cancer is metastasizing, you need to be using the boosters. Now, if you've got skin cancer or a mass that is close to the surface of the skin, like a breast cancer mass like Pamela had. Pamela was a client of mine. She had breast cancer. You probably have heard this story before. She was taking my Indian tea, 16 ounces a day. She was taking 12 capsules a day of the booster. It's a lot. I know, guys. I know. It's a lot. But the reality is there are millions of cancer cells. As a matter of fact, there is a company that makes a drug called Taxol, okay? And it actually inhibits the growth of various types of cancer cells, specifically melanomas, leukemias, things of that nature. But what it does is it prevents cancer cells from replicating. So they now utilize the same exact powder, the exact same needles from the Montana or the Pacific yew tree, they utilize that in their Taxol chemotherapy drug because it works, you guys. It works. The problem is because you cannot patent an herb, it's illegal to patent an herb because they grow wild, the company that creates Taxol had to create it into a synthetic proprietary product. So it's not just truly natural. They've added a lot of synthetic things that, of course, don't make it as good for your body, right? Your body's going to reject some of that. But we have the ability to give it to you in its raw, natural form. So take advantage of it. It's called the Superior Booster Capsules. Those are not what's on sale. But the Indian tea we talked about and the American Indian salve, remember that salve that I have is infused for months on end, it's infused with that Pacific yew tree, the needles, that booster powder. We turn it into a powder, we turn it that into an oil, and then we infuse it into our salve, okay? Mm-hmm. You want to use that salve 3, 4, 5, 8 times, as many as you can, at least 3 to 4 times a day. Pamela was drinking the Indian tea and taking the boosters for about 3, 3.5 months. She asked me one day, hey, do you think I could use that salve on the breast cancer? I said, ooh, I don't know. You know, typically we use it on the outside of skin like skin cancer, and it does a great job of eradicating skin cancer. She said, well, it's close enough to the skin. I can see it. I can feel it. I want to try it. I said, do it. She called me back 2.5 weeks later because I had a sale going on, just like I do right now. She ordered 6 jars of it, and I said, holy Hannah, Pamela, why are you buying so many? She said, because I put it on just like you told me. Mind you, I've been doing the tea and the boosters for the past 3.5 months, so I think everything from the inside was working to kill off the root system and to kind of isolate it. And then I started applying the salve 3 or 4, sometimes 5 or 6 times a day. She goes, I got up the other morning. I took off the gauze because she put the salve on and then put the gauze on top so that it wouldn't get all over her bra and her shirt. She took the gauze off, and the peach pit-sized tumor just boop, fell out into the gauze. No pain, no discomfort, none of that. Just gone.
Wow.
I have another gentleman named Sam. He's using the Indian tea, and I'm not sure if he's on a feeding tube at this point. I believe he's using the Indian tea, if I'm not mistaken, through a feeding tube now. He's got tongue cancer on his tongue, okay? That's got to be one of the most horrific cancers you can have, because that does impact your daily living, right? So other cancers that we often don't even know we have don't seem as impactful, even though they are. They're affecting our organs. This was impacting his tongue, half the time where I could barely understand him on the phone, and we had to resort to texting and email. Well, he started using the salve. I didn't ask him to. He just kind of took it upon himself. He started using the salve along with the tea and the boosters internally, and he was putting the salve on his tongue. And I said, oh, Sam, that can't be good. That can't taste good. He said, I don't care. I don't care. I want to see if it works. Well, he called me a couple months later, and I could actually understand him on the phone. And I said, what is going on? Did you have an operation or what? He said, no. It's opened up that mass that was there blocking everything. It's opened it up. It's now oozing out everything. And I know this sounds disgusting and nobody wants that, but guess what? It's breaking down the cancer. So who cares? It's breaking down the cancer cells. And basically from the inside of the body, the Indian tea, the polysaccharides on the Indian tea were breaking down the inside. And then same with the booster, stopping it from multiplying and spreading all over his mouth and in his throat and lungs and everything else. And then it really, the salve began to work from the outside. So it kind of sandwiched it in. But, you know, not everybody's got cancer, although over 50% of us are going to get cancer, and more than 97% will die, because chemotherapy has a 97% failure rate. That is not
That's
my
true.
Opinion. That
That's
is
true.
A fact.
Hey,
I
need to slow down. We need to take a phone call.
Yay. Okay, good.
All right,
let's hear it.
Let's go talk to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hi, Summer. It's me. Listen, that Indian tea I got from you, I gave it to my daughter-in-law. And her fevers didn't go away. But her fatigue and all that stuff, she's been drinking it for a while. That's improving. She
Wonderful.
Did have to go to the doctor and get some kind of medication for the fevers, which seems to be working. But it is actually helping her. Her strength is, you know, she's getting stronger all the time.
Well, you know, Jan, one of the things that the Indian tea does is it stimulates brain activity. And so we've actually seen people come out of comas. I mean, children 8 and 11 years old that were in comas for their entire life drink the Indian tea through feeding tubes and restore their brain function and literally come out of their comas. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, it truly has the ability to stimulate brain activity. We use it for people with Alzheimer's dementia, adrenal fatigue, because, again, it stimulates adrenal function. If we're seeing anybody have severe fatigue, we look at a lot of different things, right? I think we talked about this. We look at the thyroid. We look at the adrenals. We look at anemia. We look at the possibility of there being cancer, because cancer can really fatigue the body because it sucks out those red blood cells that are responsible for carrying oxygen throughout the body. And oxygen drops is another thing we make because a lot of people, A, who have cancer but also fatigue, or even the elderly who are not producing as many red blood cells anymore, what happens is they're not getting enough oxygen to their brain and their organs and their body anymore. That's why the elderly who die of so-called natural causes, they're actually, their organs are slowly shutting down because of a lack of oxygen, because of a lack of red blood cells. As we age, we stop producing as many red blood cells. So there's, interestingly enough, there's a lot of different things that fatigue could be, but we always start with the Indian tea because it's a master. It's God's, it's like God in earth form, in my crazy opinion. It gets into the body and it hunts down whatever disease and infection is going on, and it tries to eradicate it or repair it. It'll repair DNA damage. if it's a thyroid problem, Jan, you know, we talked about is there's some things that we can do. Yep. And so there's some things that we can do. If it's an adrenal problem, there's some things that we have, like our adrenal support capsules and the Indian tea. There's some things that we can do to increase energy, like ashwagandha root extract. It doesn't give you that caffeine jolt, but it definitely can help relax the brain and encourage more energy within the body. And it also naturally boosts libido, testosterone, and things like that. So that's also where that energy kick comes in.
Hers was that one single shot she took.
Right, that's right.
Yes.
Right.
Hers was. And it is helping with that. It's amazing. She's still on it.
Okay.
She's still taking that. But she's taking that pill for her fever.
And tomorrow, if you give me a call tomorrow, we can talk about some more things for the fevers, because we do have some things that we could work with, you know, when it comes to fever. Actually, the Indian tea... the natives actually used to use the Indian tea quite a bit for reducing fever. But because she's got so much going on in her body because of that shot, oftentimes the tea attacks the most critical thing. So the fever for her may not be the most critical thing, but there might be something more going on, like blood clotting or other things that are life-threatening, that the Indian tea, because it's so intelligent, it'll get in there and work on the most critical thing first. Doesn't mean it's not going to ever get to the other stuff. It's just first. So, yeah, thank you so much for that update. Yeah, good.
She's doing better. But
well, thank
I trained
you,
a lot.
Thank you.
All right. You got to get it time.
You give her a call tomorrow, and thanks for the call, Jan. What a good testimony. Thank you so much, Jan. Folks, line's open, 844-769-2944. Well, I'm going to try the Indian tea for the heartburn and a different thing you said I had, and I do have clear my throat quite a bit. I hadn't dawned on me this would be something different. I thought it was sinus drainage, so it could be something totally different then.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, you know, obviously if you've got seasonal allergies, that definitely could be some sinus drainage, but that is a very big symptom actually of acid reflux. And with a lot of people that just goes undiagnosed, because most people don't think of that. It's has nothing to do with acid. It's coming from the post-nasal drip or whatnot. And it very well may be post-nasal drip from seasonal allergies, in which case my MSM powder is very fast-acting for that. And we do sell MSM powder, which is a natural source of sulfur that's found in a lot of foods like onions and garlic. It's just we're not able to eat darn near enough in order to get the medicinal value that we need from just one teaspoon a day of MSM powder, which, by the way, is tasteless, odorless. I think I sell it for like $25. It's amazing. I drink it every morning in my little mushroom coffee replacement. But, you know, getting back to cancer itself, I know we mentioned that the Indian tea is not just for cancer. I've had everything from toenail fungus and dandruff go away because of the Indian tea. It's antiviral. So when we talk about the shingles virus, we talk about the herpes, which is the herpes zoster virus. When we talk about, you know, gut-related infections or viruses, the flu virus that goes around, COVID virus that's going that seems to just keep rearing its ugly head everywhere it wants to go, wherever they keep implanting it. Essentially, the Indian tea has the ability to be anti-infectious. Infections include bacterial, viral, and fungal. So if you've got cellulitis, for example, in the legs, we're going to want to use the Indian tea and our Mountain Mender gel to topically get rid of some of that infection. If we have things like lung cancer, we're going to drink the Indian tea. We're going to take the boosters. We're probably going to take some liquid oxygen drops to restore the oxygen in the lungs while it's going through all this trauma and being infiltrated by cancer. But it also, keep in mind, you guys, cancer does not thrive in an oxygen-rich environment, okay? It just doesn't. And so liquid oxygen is fantastic for anyone with cancer, with anemia, with asthma, anything like that. But the two things that we have on sale this month, again, getting back to it here at Superior Mountain Herbs, is our bag of American Indian tea, the 4 to 5 month supply is down from $110 to $99. And our American Indian salve, which we typically use for skin cancer or cancer masses that are close enough to the surface of the skin that you can either see the lump or feel it, okay? I've had that gentleman, Sam, for example, I mentioned to you with the tongue, you know, that was oozing out, and that has reduced substantially. I've had another gentleman, I think his name's Ken from Idaho. He travels out to see me every once in a while, and he had a mass underneath his jawbone. That opened up and oozed once he started adding the salve after he was doing the Indian tea and the booster. We see skin cancer do all kinds of bizarre things with the salve, everything from coming to a head and falling off like a scab, just falling off, and all of a sudden there's nothing there one day, to it coming to a head and it popping out like a mass, to it scabbing over and then just dissolving itself. Other times people look down and one day the cancer's just gone. They have no idea what happened to it. It's just gone. And I always tell people, apply it, let's say it's the size of a dime, apply it then on the size of a quarter to get the surrounding tissue also, because there are tentacles on cancer that kind of are spreading out, reaching out to a more rich blood supply, and that's how it gets its nutrients, is from your blood. So if you have active cancer, you're going to want to cut sugars out of your diet immediately. That includes honey. That includes a lot of fruit, definitely fruit juice. Cancer doesn't care what kind of sugar it is. High fructose corn syrup or your neighbor's local honey, cancer loves sugar. The other thing you can do for your body is to alkaline the body. A good way to do it is take a couple shots a day of apple cider vinegar, like Bragg apple cider vinegar. Put that into a bottle of water and drink that throughout the day. That'll help to alkaline the body. And the Indian tea, you guys, not only is it antiviral, anti-cancer, it's immune-enhancing, it's anti-inflammatory. It's also a very powerful, if not the most powerful antioxidant in the world, okay? So when people talk about the Gerson therapy where you could do coffee enemas, I'm pretty opposed to that because coffee is highly acidic and we don't want acids in the body because cancer thrives in an acidic environment. So if you're looking for a powerful antioxidant like
about,
coffee...
About two minutes.
Let's get into the antioxidants, which is in the American Indian tea, okay? Lastly, it's high in germanium, which is another antioxidant property, and that is, it binds the mineral. Anyways, that's a whole other topic I can get into later. But essentially, I want you guys to think about the American Indian salve. I actually have a lot of elderly women who love the Indian salve for their mature skin because it softens and soothes it, and their skin is pretty predisposed to being able to be more susceptible, I should say, to getting skin cancer, right? Because they don't have as much collagen production. They don't have as much of a blood supply up into the skin. So we want to do things like using the salve, and they use it as like a night cream. It's a little too thick for me, but as I'm aging, I can see the benefits for sure. We use it on anything that is suspicious. I've actually had a couple clients love using it for skin tags. I personally have never used it on a skin tag. I don't have any, but I'd love to hear your results if you have any. A lot of people use the Pacific U, which is that Montana U, for tapeworms, for urinary tract problems, for seizures, muscle and joint pain, diphtheria, swollen tonsils, like tonsillitis. So the booster capsules are multifaceted, but remember, that powder is what is in that salve. So the salve is very, very beneficial. If you guys have any questions, give me a call at 406-274-7579. You can also text me there. My website is www.superiormountainherbs.com. If you're donating this month on Pastor Butch's website, you can also see that there's a little blue tab that has Superior Mountain Herbs. You can click on that and see what the sale is for the month if you don't want to necessarily go to my website. Take care, you guys. I love you, and God bless.
Thank you so much, Summer. Talk to you soon. Folks, we love you. By the grace of God, see you in Office Marketing 9 and 4. Have a wonderful night. See you tonight.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.